All right, a lot going on in the sports world. A lot going on. NBA kicked off. There's some big gambling scandal. I don't know if you saw that, Caden. What's going on in the NBA? The World Series is going to start Friday. Thursday night football's going on right now. But for tonight, we're going to stick with our World Series preview. We're going to give our picks. And then we're going to jump straight to the pick six. So it's the sports life. Let's go. All right, Caden, let's kick this off right away and let's talk some World Series. I mean, first of all, those division or the championship series on both ends, the Dodgers obviously just took care of the Brewers. I mean, there was four phenomenal pitching performances from the starters for the Dodgers starters in that series. They made quick work of the Brewers, swept them, got rid of them, and we saw what might have been the greatest postseason performance in baseball history in Shohei Ohtani going six innings, 10 strikeouts, three home runs, and it was just a phenomenal game for him. I was glad to see that because he was struggling a little bit at the plate. But when guys like Shohei struggle, it doesn't matter because they're still getting on base. Pitchers are still pitching to them differently. They're still benefiting their teams. Hitters that are feared like that, they are constantly benefiting their team even when they're in slumps. So the Dodgers, again, got rid of the Brewers. The Mariners-Blue Jays series was really phenomenal. I mean, the big-time players played big in that series. Vladdy was awesome. The big dumper was awesome. Even Gonzalez stepped up in that series as well. So that's his name, right? The guy with the eyes? What's his name?
Polanco?
Julio. No.
Rodriguez?
Rodriguez, that's it. I'm sorry. Yeah, Rodriguez. He stepped up. He played well. Polanco was a really good hitter. Both teams really showed out. They showed true in that series, and it ended, obviously, with a big-time playoff performance with a three-run shot from Springer. And those Astros players, from all the hate that they got for the cheating scandal and all that kind of stuff, they've really shown that those dudes were just true ball players. I mean, Springer's been awesome. Altuve's been awesome. Bregman, I mean, they have all. Caden, when you're playing with the microphone stand, that's the type of issues that you got. Now, get it secured in there. Push it down. Somehow he managed to take a microphone stand that I believe is completely foolproof, and he somehow ripped it out of its base. It still doesn't look very secure to me. Make sure that that base goes in there all the way. Thank you very much. Holy cow. And make sure that it's not going to tip over on you as well. You got to get prepared ahead of time to make sure that your communication tools are working properly. So, again, those were kind of the two series there. The Blue Jays obviously going into a seven game. And, you know, you got to say something big about Vladdy. I mean, Vladdy's just a feared hitter. And he's played phenomenal all postseason. I remember I got into a bit of an argument with a guy at the Cubs game who – he's a season ticket holder, sits right behind home plate, and he was like, and I'm like, we should have went after Vladdy when Vladdy was going through his contract negotiations with the Blue Jays. I'm like, I would have made a hard charge at him. He's like, why would you? You already got Michael Busch and go on, you know, so on and so forth. And I'm thinking, you're seeing why right here. There's a big difference between Michael Busch and Vlad Guerrero. Michael Busch had a great season. Vladdy's a feared player. He's a feared hitter. He's one of the best in the game. If you look it up, they actually say that even with the numbers he put up this year, he was one of the unluckiest hitters in the game, meaning that batting average, balls in play, hard hit balls getting caught, things like that. He actually had an unlucky season with the numbers that he even put up. So his postseason numbers have obviously been phenomenal. He's just so comfortable at the plate. I talked about him prior to even this series saying the way that he looked, it just looks like he's going to continue this moving into the World Series. So, Caden, I'll throw out my prediction, and then you can speak on baseball a little bit. I'm going to go Dodgers in six. I think that their combination of starting pitching as well as the amount of offensive talent that they have top to bottom, I just think in a seven-game series, that's going to be hard to beat. I don't think that the Blue Jays pitching can match, but I do think that the Blue Jays are going to sneak a couple wins out because when you see the way that the Blue Jays offense can explode in any game. I mean, they got some dudes that just they're line drive hitters. Then you mix in Vladdy, Varsho. There's a lot of good offensive talent on that team. I think that's going to make for a series where they're going to grab a couple of games. But at the end of the day, when you got Shohei, Freeman, Betts, and then you got Yamamoto and Glasnow, and then Sasaki closing, and Blake Snell. I mean, it's just an endless onslaught of all-stars that the Dodgers bring to the table. I can't see the Blue Jays overcoming that, but I do think it'll be more of a series than people think. The Blue Jays are scrappy. Rogers Center is a fun place to watch a ball game. They get hot. They get excited. And I'm looking forward to the World Series. I think it'll be fun. What are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, I just feel like, you know, especially with the Blue Jays having home field, I think if the Dodgers can squeak one out, that can be tough. I think they really only need to win one game for them to win the World Series, because isn't it 2-3-2 where they do the Dodgers play?
I believe so. That's the way all the other series
are. Yeah, so I think the Dodgers play really good. At home, I do think Toronto has a more of an advantage at home than the Dodgers. I mean, Toronto is extremely electric, and the Dodgers, I mean, I saw a video where it was like the difference between two celebrations, like between the Blue Jays celebration of clinching the pennant versus the Dodgers celebration. Like, the Dodgers celebrated like it was just another win versus the Blue Jays celebrated like they won the World Series. So I think the Blue Jays are definitely going to bring it, especially their fans. But I just feel like the Dodgers, in every aspect of the game, is just going to overwhelm the Blue Jays. You know, especially with the pitching, and I don't know if the Blue Jays can keep up, but they've been proving a lot of people wrong, and their goal is to continue to do that.
I saw that video too, and you were seeing, you know, the difference between a team that just won the World Series last year, won another one in 2020. It's an expectation for them at this point to win the World Series. It's for the players, the coaches, everybody involved with that organization. That's what they expect. So that's what you saw. Now, keep in mind, and people, I'm assuming this will become a discussion during the World Series, is that Toronto was kind of Shohei's second landing spot, to the point that they had his dog. I think his dog's named Rodeo or something. They had his dog a special Blue Jays jersey made, and Shohei took a hat, and they're saying, hey, I hope Shohei, I heard the manager say something like, I hope Shohei gives that stuff back when he finally, you know, comes back here to Toronto. But the Blue Jays really felt confident that they were going to get Shohei. I think all along we were talking about this when it was going on. We all knew Shohei was going to end up in LA. We knew he was going to the Dodgers, but again, I think the Blue Jays thought that they were a silent real team in that mix, and it just didn't end up happening for them. So that adds a little bit of a kind of a fun storyline to this. And for the Blue Jays, just a couple years after that deal, to be here themselves and competing against him should be very interesting. Caden, you got to get a handle on that over there. This reminds me, we've had a few pods running here where you haven't been like your own clown show over there. You got to adjust the bass. This is unbelievable. I mean, if you could see what I need to start, we need to start doing video pods just so you can be featured playing with the microphone stand and not being able to properly make it work. So, all right. Do you got anything else on baseball? Any other thoughts on the World Series?
It's gonna be sad.
Did you even make a pick?
Yeah, I said I'm going with the Dodgers.
How many games?
4.
You're going with a sweep?
5-5-5.
Okay, so we'll close with this. The Dodgers have only lost one game, I think, right? They went all the way through the wild card.
Yeah, they swept the Reds.
So they went wild card 2 games.
They swept the Brewers.
They swept the Brewers.
And then
they lost one to the Phillies.
Yeah.
Because the Phillies had one like explosive offensive game.
Yeah.
So at this point, that puts them 2-3-5-9-9-1.
Yeah.
So they're 9-1 so far. If you got them going 4 or 5 games in this series, then you're saying if it went 4 in this game, they'd go 13-1. That would be some type of run. So we're both going Dodgers. That's kind of chalk.
I'd really help the Blue Jays win, but
yeah, I mean, deep down, it'd be really cool to see that series go 7. I mean, that's just – I don't remember the last 7-game World Series. It might have been the Cubs.
I don't think it was.
It wasn't? More have won 7 than since the Cubs? I can't
remember. The Nationals-Astros game in 2019, that went 7.
Did it?
Okay. Astros-Nationals.
I didn't remember that. But anyway, it's really exciting when the World Series can go to 7 games. So we're looking forward to that, and we are moving on. All right, cool. All right, let's jump to the pick six because I got some, like, just crushing news on the pick six. So I've had the phone. I went 4-2. The next week, I went 5-1. I'm still making the picks. I just went 5-1. The problem is I feel like I almost need to give the phone up based on the fact that I picked the Miami Dolphins, and that's the one game that I lost last week. I mean, I was money on my picks last week. Absolute money. And for some reason, I decided to take the Miami Dolphins with left-handed Tua. Or, yes, over the Browns. They got absolutely shelled. I don't know what I was thinking. And, you know, you got their coach who looks like a drunk, like, member of the mafia or some sort of drugged-out DJ. I don't even know what's going on with the guy. His press conferences are awful. He's wearing sunglasses when it's windy and rainy outside. The Dolphins have absolutely ruined the pick six for me. I'm so bad. I mean, I don't even know. I was thinking to myself, it's not like I'm going to win all the other games. I might as well go against the grain here after I said the Dolphins were dead to me, and I'm going to take the Dolphins again. The Dolphins are officially dead to me. I'm not involving them in any more picks. That's a promise. I don't care. So let's jump into this week's picks.
I think the Jets might be a little worse, though.
The Jets are definitely a worse team, but the Dolphins are like, you don't know what you're going to get out of them week in and week out. You don't want to pick against them either. You pick against them, and all of a sudden they have some breakout week. So let's go through them.
They still have a horrible what is Hill coming back? Is he
off? He's out. Yeah, he's out. They got decent offensive players.
Waddle, A.K.A.
Yeah, they got decent offense. But I'll tell you, Tua is just starting to look like a backup. He's starting to look like a backup quarterback. That's the bottom line with him.
So, Justin Fields is also, too.
Justin Fields has always been a backup quarterback. Or, better yet, he's an athlete. Justin Fields could probably play like some sort of wildcat gimmick type player. Or he could be, I don't think, running back, but maybe a tight end or something if his hands were decent. I don't know. Kind of like a Taysom Hill type, right? I think that's what Fields has. Fields has no value in the NFL as a starting quarterback. I mean, that ship has sailed.
He needs to go to a team that fits around him.
Dude, you got to get a handle on it.
Stop.
You got it. Here, I'm going to fix it for you.
Yeah.
I'm going to fix it.
Have something to say. So here. There. You turn it this way so that the base isn't tipping over on you. There you go.
Sorry for that break. I had to move over and adjust the base that we've been arguing about the whole show. Okay, we're going through the picks. Let's rock and roll. I got Cincy at home, favored by 6.5 over the Jets. I'm taking Cincy. Joe Flacco, trusty Joe. He's been looking really good, and it's looking like, hey, if I got T. Higgins and Chase and Osivas and these guys to throw the ball to, I'm going to be all right, even if I'm ancient and 40-something years old. I'm gonna get it done. So I'm going Cincy. You like that?
Yeah.
Covering 6.5. The Jets are awful. Going with it. Next game, I got Buffalo at Carolina. I got Buffalo favored by 7.5. I'm picking Buffalo. Buffalo, to me, I feel like they need a game right now. They need a bounce-back game. And I think that Josh is really going to get rolling here and take it on his shoulders. Carolina, I don't trust. I know they've played better this year and they've won some games, but I think they're going to get shell-shocked there, and I like Buffalo to return to old form and win that game. The Niners at Houston, they got Houston favored by a half point.
The Niners, half the team is, like, injured.
I'm taking the Niners. I'm picking them. Shanahan has a way of taking a scrap heap of players and getting them to offensively produce. Houston, I do not trust. I'm going with the Niners there. Philly favored by 7.5 over the Giants. I mean, what do you do with the Giants? Can you possibly pick a game with those two teams?
I actually like the Giants. They've actually impressed me.
Did you see what happened to them last week? They had the game on lock, and they blew it. I mean,
I'm
staying away from that one. We got the Patriots at home favored by 6.5 over Cleveland. The Patriots have been hot. Can the Patriots stay hot and take Cleveland down right there? I'm going to temporarily pick the Patriots there. I don't trust Cleveland, rookie quarterback still. I don't know. They got Miami, but I don't know what that means at this point. So, and Drake May, he's throwing the long ball. Drake May's like, his MVP odds, I heard, were down to like 7-1. I mean, he's looking phenomenal. I got to give it to him. So
I heard Shurus Sanders is going to start the last four games for the Browns.
If that was the case, I'd definitely take the Patriots here if I knew Shadir was starting, but I don't know that right now. Well, I'll talk about it every show. These guys from Colorado, even Hunter, like people are like, oh, Hunter had a good game last week. No, Hunter had 3 catches for 30 yards until it was garbage time. And then he went and caught a bunch of passes in garbage time and scored a garbage time touchdown. And everybody's like, oh, you know, that's the real Hunter there. Hunter is, again, good athlete. He's not going to be a great NFL player. It's the bottom line. All right. We are going here.
Well, he's playing both ways.
Not really. He's kind of, I mean, he, let's put it this way. It wasn't worth trading up to the two spot for. He just hasn't had that kind of value. And I most people should have known that he wasn't going to have that kind of value. We got Atlanta favored by 7.5 over the lowly Miami Dolphins. I'm not touching that game. I won't touch anything involving the Dolphins. I can't do it. If you get the phone back and you want to do it, you can do it. Tampa favored by 4.5 over the Saints, and that game is in New Orleans. The Saints have been hanging around in some games. Tampa lost last week, didn't they?
No, they won. But
are you sure?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I got to look back at that. Look it up. Yeah. I feel like Tampa had a rough game. I'm going to go with Tampa there. I got Denver at home favored by 3.5 over Dallas. Dallas is another team that every time I pick them, they burn me. So I'm going to go with Dallas. I don't know why. Dak's been playing good. The offense has been looking really good. The defense looks like it's improving a little bit. So Denver is – that's like – that is a game I should probably completely stay away from.
Tampa lost against the Lions.
That's what I thought, yeah. All right. I couldn't remember who they played, but the Lions are looking legit again. Just doing their thing. Dan Campbell doing his thing over there. And now they got that new defensive coordinator. He's pretty excitable. I like that guy. We got the Colts at home favored by 14.5 against Tennessee. What do you think about that?
Wow.
That's a conference game.
Lincoln Way East lost.
Again?
To Sandberg, yeah.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Oh, but that kid's probably still not playing. Caden's giving me random high school football.
Yeah, he didn't play.
Yeah, so Lincoln Way East, who was ranked like number 2 in 8A or something like that, they lost 2 weeks in a row, but people don't know. Their like 5-star quarterback didn't play in either of those games, and that's similar to the NFL. Like if Josh Allen was not playing or J.J. McCarthy. Kidding. Anyway, yeah, you see what's happening right now? Here, I'm going to digress for a second. J.J. McCarthy it was a silent benching. Anybody who's talked to me over the last 4 weeks, I've told them that.
Wait, is he playing today?
No, he's not playing. Silent benching. This is 6 weeks off from a high ankle sprain. My wife sprained her ankle. We're middle-aged people here. She sprained her ankle like 4 days ago, and she's already going for long walks, and the swelling's gone, and it was a high ankle sprain. So that's like a two-week kind of injury in the NFL. McCarthy's been out 6 weeks. Watch the film. The game is on right now. The Chargers are playing the Minnesota Vikings. Carson Wentz is the quarterback. A ball gets thrown to the sideline to Justin Jefferson. He goes to the ground, rolls out of bounds. J.J. McCarthy's on the sidelines. He jumps over Jefferson, lands cleanly, what, and then gives the first down signal for Jefferson as he jumps over Jefferson, rolling onto the sideline. Ankle okay.
Wait, is he suited up?
Yeah, he's suited up. So he's the emergency third-string quarterback right now, standing on the sideline. Justin Jefferson catches a pass, slides onto the sideline, and J.J. McCarthy hurdles over him. So I'm telling you right now, again, they saw some things. The coach is a really good offensive mind. He saw some things in McCarthy he didn't like in terms of throwing him into the fire too early. I'm not going to say he's not going to be a good player, but rookie quarterbacks are not always ready. McCarthy was not ready. He got injured in the third quarter of a game, and then he played the rest of the game, and then all of a sudden he misses 6 weeks. Something smells funky there. I hope he's able to come back and have a successful year. But again, it just doesn't seem all above board in terms of what's going on with that injury. Back to the pick six. Okay, what happened? Did I lose my picks here? Oh, man, it cleared my picks. Too much talking. Cincy, Buffalo, San Francisco, Patriots at home, Tampa, and Dallas. I do not like Indy covering 14.5. I do not like Green Bay covering 3.5 at Pittsburgh. I do not like KC covering 10.5 against Washington. I actually might like KC covering 10.5 against Washington. Okay, let's go back through these. The one that I could use as a replacement is KC covering 10.5 against Washington. Daniels is out, and KC has been playing lights out. You know what? I'm taking KC there. Okay. I got to get rid of one of these, Caden. Help me out. Cincy covering 6.5 at home against the Jets.
That's easy.
Buffalo covering 7.5 on the road against Carolina.
Carolina's been playing well.
I like it. 49ers over Houston. Basically,
I don't like that one.
You don't like that?
No.
Patriots over Cleveland covering 6.5?
No, I'm not answering any other.
You're just the 49ers one is out?
Yeah.
Patriots, Tampa covering 4.5. What about Dallas getting 3.5 against Denver? Do you like that pick? They're getting 3.5 points against Denver.
I don't like the 49ers one.
All right, I took that one out. Do you like the Dallas one?
Yeah.
Okay. Submit. Picks are in. Final call. Cincy at home covering 6.5 against the Jets. Buffalo on the road covering 7.5 against Carolina.
I don't like that one.
New England at home.
I don't like that one.
All right, I got it.
I'm just saying.
When you stop going 2-4, when you got it, then you get it back, all right?
Didn't I go 5-1 only?
Yeah, and then you went 2-4. New England.
Yeah, because you kept overrunning my
Tampa on the road covering 4.5 over New Orleans. Dallas on the road getting 3.5 against Denver. KC at home covering 10.5 against Washington. That's it. That's the pick six. We'll see what happens. We are over 500 this year. I'm 9-3 in the last 2 weeks.
What place are you in?
I don't know. We're somewhere in the middle of the pack. But again, if we stay over 500, that's a good thing. The ultimate goal is to get at least 1 week where we go 6-0. That's the goal. That's how we get our. That's how we get our.
Do you get extra money if you're in like the top three?
If you get the most wins for the season, it's like the equivalent of winning a 6-0 week by yourself. So we're doing all right here. Like I said, I feel pretty good about these picks. We'll see what happens. Sometimes you feel really good about them, and they just go downhill really quickly. So as we proceed here, we're going to start mixing in some NBA because that's starting up.
And the Bulls are good last night.
The Bulls got a dub to start the season.
Did you see that poster?
I did not see
it. He dunked right over some guy.
Caden's loving it. We had to subscribe. We canceled Marquee while the Cubs are out of season.
You can cancel MLB TV too, and then we're not going to watch it.
And then we brought back and canceled. Oh, yeah, MLB TV is just – it doesn't matter. You pay a flat fee for that if we do that. So – and then we had to do the new subscription to watch the Bulls. This streaming stuff is insane. I mean, the thing that I hate about it most is that when you're watching one game, like you got to switch streaming services to get to the other. So like when you used to be on Comcast or whatever, you could just hit the back button and just switch between games and not have to go through this. Now you got to like switch screens, go into the other streaming service, find the game, get back out. So that's one of the things I really hate, because you should be able to bounce between sporting events without having to jump in and out these streaming services. But Caden is locked in on the Bulls, so he'll be giving us updates on the Bulls as the season goes along. A lot of sport content. We're going to come back. The World Series, it may be done by the time we come back on, or we'll do one in between while we're in the middle of World Series games. Game one Friday, tomorrow at the Rogers Center. And then obviously NFL all weekend. So we appreciate you joining us. Everybody, you have a great night.
Ooh.
It's on there, by the way.
What?
Your big yawn is on there. You gotta wait till I hit stop. I'm leaving it. We're running live. Oh, I'm gonna let Mom run the music out on this one while you're doing your big yawns. We're out.